I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Hey everybody, and welcome to our show with Zoe Lamorne and Hannah. And today we're talking about episode 106, Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm.
Written by Berkeley Johnson, directed by
Miguel Arteta.
Miguel Arteta. All right, this episode is so funny. I love this episode so much. And Miguel Arteta is a wonderful director. He directed me in a movie called The Good Girl, starring Jennifer Aniston and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nice.
And he is such a great director, and was great to spend all 90 hours of this week with him.
What do you mean?
Well, let me just say that this episode, for some reason, I think the network was like, we want a lot of coverage. When I say coverage, they wanted a lot of different shots, a lot of, you know, different angles, you know, close-ups, wide shots.
This was our first holiday episode. Mm-hmm. It was a big one.
So they were like, we really want a lot of options. And, you know, Justin Long had agreed to do the show, and he's like so amazing and hilarious.
Yes.
And so I think, you know, everyone wanted this to be an amazing episode. So they wanted just lots of options in the edit for, you know, making it the best episode. So Miguel took that challenge, and we shot a lot of coverage, which meant that we shot from, I think we started at like 5 a.m. on Monday. I think this was the episode we shot 6 days.
Yeah, yes. I can tell you how I know
we ended Sunday morning, not Saturday.
Right. So, right. Because here's the thing. I had to go do a Canadian press tour to go back to Canada, and my flight was at 10 a.m. Okay. On the Sunday. Uh-huh. And I remember them coming to me at 6 a.m. and we were still shooting. And they were like, you're not going to make the flight. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
How? Like, I'm supposed, it was, I feel like one of the most,
I've been working for probably 14 years in the business at this point. I never shot a longer week.
And I mean, one of those days, I believe, was a 16, 17 hour day or something crazy.
We were, and then, 16 hour day. I mean, I feel like all of us on this podcast went in way earlier than, like, Jake and Max would, like, get, like, 2 hours off their time because they'd, like, kind of waltz in. I feel like that definitely Hannah and I were there early. And I feel like, Lamorne, you would get there early.
To get my hair cut.
To get your hair cut.
Mm-hmm. So, they also didn't know, I feel like, because it was, like, one of our first, like, the gangs all together for an episode. So, for me, even if I wasn't in a bunch of scenes, they didn't know if they needed us, like, chopping carrots in the background. Yeah. So no matter what, I was there at 5 a.m. until carrot, wrap.
Great carrot work, by the way. I will say thank you very much.
I remember cut my finger because I was so tired and zoned out at one point. I actually cut my finger and then there's like a Band-Aid.
A Band-Aid when you put your hand in the pudding?
Yeah, that's right. It was a bloody pudding and then I shoved it into Max's face. His reaction was genuine.
This was some of my favorite writing, actually. Like, I remember just laughing so hard in the table read. The part where it's like purely farcical. This episode, it's like a French farce. Everyone's slamming doors, listening. I know everybody's familiar. You guys know the French farce. But yeah, so when Nick and Jez are having the conversation about him not liking Genslinger and I start shouting about like all the stuff that, or Jess starts shouting, Jess, whoever we want to say, start shouting about like all the stuff that like she wants to do with him. And then Lamorne, you come out and you're like, so we can hear everything you said. and then trying to cover for that because can't think of anything more embarrassing. And the moment of, we're rehearsing for a play that Nick wrote called about a man that loves another man and that man's name is Paul and it's not very good.
It's not very good is my favorite part.
It's not very good. Yeah, there's like, I mean, some great writing in this episode.
Last time on New Girl, episode 106, Thanksgiving. Jess is dating again. Yes, after the horrible Spencer broke her heart, quirky school teacher Jessica Day fell for the equally delightful school music teacher Paul. And for their first date, Thanksgiving, a holiday no one in the loft anticipated celebrating. The guys only wanted to go Black Friday shopping. The highlights of the day include a turkey de-thawing in the dryer, Cece messing with Schmidt's dinner prep, grouchy Nick returns, and Miss Beverly, the nice old lady next door, dies. Poor Paul can't stop crying. But by the time the doors open for Black Friday, the entire crew comes together to shop. It's a Thanksgiving miracle. Now, back to the show.
Let's talk about Berkeley Johnson for a second.
Oof. He was on our show the whole time.
Hannah, I said let's talk about Berkeley Johnson, and you had an Angela Bassett moment and a Waiting to Exhale thing. You went, oof.
I said oof because he was like a powerhouse.
He was coming off of Conan writing more talk show stuff. Mm-hmm. And he came onto our show just fully like so amazing, just so good with story and everything, and great.
And so good and so good looking.
Yes,
is that that was the thing?
Very handsome,
right?
Man.
That was, he's tall. I mean, his hair was out of the 70s.
He was kind of like the real life Spencer.
Yes, he's what Spencer was supposed to be. I think maybe Spencer was based on him. That's gotta be it. Berkeley, and you know what? Funny story. I got a chance to do, so Conan O'Brien is one of my favorite talk shows, and I got an opportunity to do it once. I'm sure you guys have done it a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. But you know, when I used to watch these talk shows, they would always lean over, And they would always like say stuff right before he went to commercial break. And I just thought, they're not saying anything. They're just like, that's the dumbest move. Why would you lean over and talk to your guest after you just got done talking to your guest on camera? You know what I'm talking about? And so when I did it, Conan leans over and I started panicking. I was like, this is real.
It's real.
This is a real moment. And he leans over and he goes, hey, you guys got Berkeley Johnson on the show, right? I was like, yeah, yeah. He goes, is he still walking around looking like a model? I was like, I said, yep, he sure is. He goes, we love Berkeley. We love him. We miss him so much. I was like,
incredible,
oh my God, awesome.
Writer. Incredible writer.
I was on Conan one time and they made me play a practical joke on Berkeley Johnson.
Really?
Yeah, which was... I can't really remember exactly what it was, but they were like, they thought it was funny. And
you put Nair in his shampoo. You
put and I put like, Nair in his shampoo. Yeah.
This episode is sponsored
that
by Nair.
That
would have
been
Nair.
So mean. What and a also, mean thing to do.
Yeah, I know.
And then his hair all peeled off his head like cotton balls. It was sad, but it was also funny.
Jesus, this took a turn.
He lost his trademark hair. Just kidding. No, it didn't have to do with his hair.
I do want to talk about all the things, the list of things that you were saying that you wanted to do to him. Mm-hmm. And my favorite, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of them are my favorite. Mm-hmm. All of them are my favorite. But Gimme That Hat was so, it's like, because the way you paused right before you said it, you said, and give me that hat. And then I remember, like the episode, you walk inside and then Schmidt has a funny line where he's like, I've done Gimme That Hat, but mine's more like that. Take that, or something like that. To this day, I'm like, what is give me that?
But that's so everybody else is like dying for the Jess character being like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. She walks in, this is terrible. And that's such a funny moment for Max. The entire time, he's just going like, I've done that. I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's all he's concerned about is his own sexual prowess. I just will say, because you know me, Bear Hunt. Where's the bear?
Where's the bear?
Once again, it was Zoe who mentioned the bear in this episode because one of the sex positions was bear attack.
Okay.
Good.
For the folks at home, a bear attack is... I'm not going to say that.
I don't know. So going back, the cold open... of this episode is amazing.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the costumes. School. That was my big question to ask you.
Yeah.
Tell me, did you pick those costumes? Did they give you like a choice and you went,
no, they didn't
gourd?
Give me a choice. They just gave it. And there was the gourd joke and it works so well because of the way that Miguel shot it, because it's kind of, you're not really paying that much attention. At least I wasn't to his costume until he puts the top back on and goes, gotta go warm up the gourds. Justin Long is a total genius.
Justin Long.
He is unrelenting. Okay, I just want to say, as an actor, Justin Long is unrelenting. And when I say that, I mean, he wants every moment to be good and funny and amazing. So he will stop at nothing to make each moment great. And and it's like... if you go and rehearse lines with him, you'll see his script. He will have written. Did you guys ever look at his own copy of a script? Mm-hmm. It is like, I don't know, it's like a
brilliant mind, a beautiful mind.
Yes, it's like a beautiful mind. It's marked up like with like tiny writing. Like he's written all his own alt jokes that he writes and then he'll be writing on. And he goes, oh, no. And then he'll think of more and he writes them all like on his script. So he's hilarious. And he also... did stuff that got cut in this episode that was so funny. And I think they cut it just because it was like, I don't know why they cut it, but he did a later in the show, like once he finds the body, in what's the lady's
Beverly.
Name? Beverly. Mrs. Beverly. When he runs in the room and they cut back to us and then they cut back to him and he's just by the door scared. Well, guys, Justin Long did a full John Ritter homage, Jack Tripper style. It was like, because I worked with Jim Carrey, it was like Jim Carrey stuff, like John Ritter, Jim, like physical comedy to such a such a crazy extent of commitment that it's like only a few people in the world can do it. He ran over the couch, tipped the entire couch over, did a full flip, and then like levitated into the door jam. And we spent a lot of time on that thing. God. He was like, I got something I want to do. Yeah. And then he did that.
That was his thing. That was Justin was the, I remember the episode that he came on because I'm a huge Justin Long fan. I love Jeepers Creepers and all the other stuff that he did. So when he agreed to do the show, I was so, so excited. And again, can't believe this is my life. I'm on a television show with all you guys. And then the cool guest stars that we would get, Justin Long comes on. And when I tell you, I was watching his, just like you said, he has a script with all these notes and all these different jokes on it, his improv. He's trying every bit and he's fully committing and going for it and adding 10 layers to the character that may not have been there already. Like Genslinger played by anybody else would not have been the same. Mm-mm. And there's a scene where we're sitting down and it was my first time doing this scene with him on the couch. And I'm just like,
this scene's so funny. Yeah. Wait, sorry. I love this scene so much. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just remember playing the Q&A with him. And what you guys don't see is that you guys can attest to this. I broke character a lot. Like I was like Jimmy Fallon.
We all did. Okay.
Yeah.
It was a very funny cast. We always had very funny guest stars. Yeah. Especially when we were tired, which that episode we were so tired. There were laughing fits that would never end.
Exactly. And I remember doing this bit with him on the couch when just the regular scene. And he's not doing anything, but I know we've been on the show with him at some point for a certain period of time and I'm laughing and I keep, every time I ask him a question before he can answer, I start laughing because I know his delivery is going to be funny. Always going to say it's funny. And when you watch the show, it is hysterical and I'm shocked that they actually got coverage of me not laughing.
You with your grandpa.
Oh yeah.
And him with his grandma is so funny. And then when you're like, I'm gonna ask you some questions.
Yeah.
So and he's like, kazoo. Very funny.
And having the kazoo.
I love that character so much that like if you were to say like picture Genslinger doing this, like a Genslinger pitch, I'll start laughing just thinking of Justin Long doing anything as Genslinger. And he's still in my phone as Genslinger. I think I might have just changed it to Justin Long because I was like, wait, huh? Oh, Genslinger. Yeah.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
Welcome to our show.
There was actually two moments of little foreshadowing I realized in this episode too, which is your grandfather's name is Nelson, and then Nelson Franklin comes onto our show. And then when
Unintentional foreshadowing,
yeah, for sure. But it made me think, I was like, Nelson, and I was like, oh my goodness, Nelson Franklin. And then when the dryer explodes, and I feel like either Nick or Schmidt says, what is this, like a Prince concert?
A Prince video. It's like a Prince video.
Prince video.
Yes.
Yeah. Those moments where I'm like, oh, it's, again, it's so interesting to go back and rewatch.
That was also
rewatch.
Such a funny joke. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So sorry, funny.
It's like a Prince video in here. Oh, yeah.
Also, who were those pictures? That was my first thought, too. Looking at the grandma that passed and the grandpa that passed, I always wonder, like,
if you are those actors, please come be a part of the show.
Do they used to be like, can we use your picture to play a dead person on our show? So strange.
There's a first time I remember being able to improvise a line or add a joke. I it was the Black Friday line, and I want to say I improvised this joke where he come in and they say something about Black Friday, and I go, as I like to call it, Friday.
Friday, yeah.
That was one of the first times I realized on this show, like, oh, like everybody's just kind of goofing around. Like everybody's they're fun. Everyone's professional. But at the end of the day, like, let's just do bits and have fun.
Speaking of doing bits and having fun on this episode, there's some really great musical numbers. Zoe, do you know who wrote those songs?
I'm pretty sure it was Ludwig, who was our composer. Yeah. And that he has since won an Oscar, you guys.
Get out.
And Ludwig is going to be on the show.
Is he going to be on the show?
I'm not going to confirm that yet. I have to listen to this message.
He will 100% be on the show. Yes.
He wrote
love
all these songs?
Yeah. I mean, he literally can. He is the fastest. I mean, he can like write a song in a second. Yeah. He didn't write the words, he wrote the music.
Yeah.
And then the
Oscars.
Lyrics were probably our wonderful, amazing writers.
That's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
Donald
know that.
Glover's albums, like he's
he's in the band. He's in that band.
Yeah.
Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Ludwig's band. Yeah. With Donald Glover, of course. And I remember him telling me about it, like he's like, oh, I'm in this band. I was like, oh, yeah, you're going to be a huge success. And then you're going to win an Oscar.
I'll tell you this funny story about Ludwig. The first time I'm sure we had crossed paths on, you know, around the New Girl days, like on the lot, on the stage. I think he used to come to kick it every once in a while and watch us, you know, work. But I remember Donald shooting out a text to a couple friends saying, hey, come meet me. I'm having a party at this house. And it was this crazy, I mean, massive, like 30,000 square foot house in the Palisades somewhere. It was insane. And I was like, holy crap. I was like, this is an expensive house. And it was a bunch of people in a studio, a bunch of people out, like just throughout the house. And we couldn't find Donald. Donald is outside on like by the pool with headphones on, listening to music. And I was like, what are you? You invite us to a party. You're not at the party. What are you doing? And he was like, I'm writing an album. And this is how I get into that.
He's like, I invite you to a party. I ignore you. I listen to music while you're here. And then the feeling that you're being ignored and my feeling, it just adds to like my inspiration.
Well, that's how I knew Ludwig was a part of the project, because he was there and talking about the process. And I was like, wow, that's a very interesting way to make music. But it obviously worked out.
I was about to say,
I was at the Oscars when he won, and I was like, what? Like, it was so cool.
What did he win for?
Black Panther.
Yeah. Yep.
Boom,
boom, boom. I am so happy I am sitting down, because I knew none of this stuff and I would need to sit down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. So I guess that might answer our question to who did the music, but we can confirm that.
Yeah, we'll confirm it, but I'm pretty sure it was him.
Yeah.
I wrote some songs later, a couple of songs for the show, but then I recorded them with Ludwig. So always getting to work with Ludwig.
Huh. Ludwig. The more you know.
And I did write the theme song. If people didn't know that, I wrote the theme song.
How does that work? Do you just, what is that process like? Have you ever talked about that?
No, I haven't. I actually haven't. You know what? So I wrote the, like, so Liz wrote the lyrics, or like the original lyrics. I changed them a little bit. And then I wrote the melody, and then I went and recorded with this guy, Mike Andrews, who's amazing, another amazing composer. And then we actually wrote, Mike and I kind of ended up fleshing out, making a whole, like, you know, because they wanted a full length version to put on iTunes. So we wrote like verses and ended up like making the song a whole song. And if you're asking, like, did you make money off of it? No, I've made $0 off of that song.
No, not money. But I'm like, yeah, you write a song for a show.
Yeah.
And you mentioned money, but yeah, like even that, like, how do you not make money on that?
So, here's the thing. So people who wrote songs, like theme songs for shows, like maybe in the 70s or 80s or 90s, those people would make a lot of money, because every time the show airs, you'd get a fee. But then they changed that because they didn't want to pay anybody money. So they basically changed it so that the contracts were such that you don't get paid for writing a theme song. You just get the honor of having written the theme song. And I did know that at the point that I wrote it, I was just like, I want us to have a cute theme song. So I want to write it.
So for all the folks out there at home who has aspirations and dreams of writing a TV show theme song, don't do it.
Do it for the honor.
Just do it for the exposure, but don't expect, you know, that you're going to get paid for it. as far as I know, I've made $0 off of it, but maybe a few. I don't know. I have no idea.
What's funny, if you counting. Go, you go and check your like royalties. It's like $50 you're like, wait million a minute. Dollars. He's like, wait, what?
I'd be like, I didn't know I had that money. It's all in a bank account in Switzerland.
where are we now in this one? Can I rewind?
Yeah, rewind.
In this episode, I thought it was very interesting. In the beginning, after the cold open, you're coming in and you're bringing in all the groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I noticed something. We're all sitting down just kicking it at the table, and there's so many groceries, including this massive turkey, and we're just watching you.
Yeah.
And I just want to say
rude.
That on New Girl, chivalry is definitely dead.
That's true.
So dead. You go, guys, I think your line was, I'm going to do all the work, or don't worry, I got everything handled. I'm going to take care of everything. And you weren't exaggerating. We're just staring at you. You're just dropping this turkey. And like,
I think how I justify that for you guys is that you didn't want anyone to cook dinner because you didn't want to clean up or do any work. And I come in and surprise you guys with all the Thanksgiving groceries. And it's just not what you wanted to be doing, I guess.
Yes.
That's kind of how I justify it. But I mean,
yeah.
Well, you know, help a girl with a bag. Help a girl with a bag.
Yeah. I mean, I'll accept
you're
that.
Right. Help a girl with a bag.
You're right. You're 100%.
And a 25-pound turkey.
Right. Yes. which did not fit in the oven, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is hilarious that it did not fit in that oven. I mean, it's an oven.
Oh, you know what can I say about not fitting
in the
oven?
It's an American oven too. Issue? American ovens are basically designed to fit turkeys.
Yes.
Here's the thing too. If you watch it, move the rack.
Yeah, I was
the
like,
rack is in the
take
middle.
The rack out. Take the rack out.
Yeah.
Move the rack to the bottom
rung.
It
was meant to be a joke. Yeah. then the joke wouldn't have worked. If we just could put it in the oven easily. They wouldn't have had to put it in the dryer.
I realized watching you when you came through the door with the turkey that I never put together until I rewatched last night is the dress that you're wearing. So
yes,
when we wrap this episode at, you know, noon on a Sunday.
1 million o'clock.
And I flew to Canada to do this press tour. I was so out of it, so tired, because I literally flew, landed, and then was on like this morning show. And a friend of mine, because I lived in Toronto for years before, she was there and she's like, I have some dresses here for you or whatever. And I put a dress on and I just did the press tour that day in it. And then I turned around and flew back. So a dress I still have here. And it's the dress you're wearing in this episode.
Oh, really? The like coral dress?
The purple, right when you walk in the door, when you're coming, you've got like a little purple cardigan and you've got a little dress underneath. And it's like this purple patterned dress. And I was just so funny. I never, ever, that's how out of it we were when we wrapped that episode.
Yeah, you stole her dress.
I don't remember what I was wearing.
You stole her dress and then wore it.
I have to find a picture because I literally, a few days later, wore the exact same dress and it never registered. And I did a press tour through Toronto wearing that exact same dress. And I never realized it until when I watched last night. You just see it because I feel like most of it's from like the waist up. But you're wearing a purple cardigan and there's a dress underneath. And I wish I could remember.
Floral. It looks kind of like a Liberty print almost. Oh, no. Yes. It's kind of like, I can't see because I'm holding the turkey up. Oh, it's kind of like shiny. Yeah.
It's a really, really cute dress. I never put it together until it, and I was like, that's very fun. I'm going to see if I can find a picture of myself in that dress from a decade ago.
Hilarious.
Hilarious coincidences. Hilarious. So the turkey ends up in the dryer, which made me think, you know, I bet that has happened.
I mean,
Has anyone ever, I mean, someone wrote it. I mean, it has to come from someplace.
Right.
Right. If you can think of it,
like
maybe someone's
thought
it.
What's the difference
between a dryer and a rotisserie? That's the question.
That's right.
That's
right.
That's key.
That's a good question.
Well, the rotisserie has a browning effect.
Yeah, and the dryer has a lint trap, but basically the same.
That's where you don't have to de-stuff your turkey. You can just let the lint trap do it for you.
Just let that bread.
You guys cook
stuffing?
On Thanksgiving? Do you guys cook on Thanksgiving?
Oh my God, yes.
I love Thanksgiving.
I'm a vegetarian, so I make like, you know, no, I don't make turkey, of course. But
Beyond
turkey? I would make stuff with like Beyond Meat or, you know, some of those like kind of meat substitutes. But I actually really like making like lentil loaf or something like that.
Oh. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to hear more about all the things that Zoe likes to cook that don't involve meat.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Welcome to our show.
Lentil loaf? What is a lentil loaf?
A lentil loaf is like, it's like meatloaf, but with lentils instead of meat. It's really good. It's like lentils. You can put like rice or something, some kind of grain. It's really good.
I am all about the sides, man. Thanksgiving and the sides.
I don't like mashed potatoes, though.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. I like mashed potatoes. But I come from a Belizean family, so my grandmother would make traditional, American Thanksgiving food, but also, you know, Belizean food, which was
tell us what that,
which is like rice and beans, oxtail. Oh my god! Like it's Belizean food. Do yourselves a favor, folks. Go find a Belizean restaurant wherever you
can.
Are.
You will you give me if you do you have a recipe for her rice and beans? Because
mom does.
Obviously, I vegetarian, so I won't cook oxtail. But I would love to make
beyond oxtail. Beyond
yeah,
oxtail.
That's next on the. That's next. But yeah, I love that recipe.
Yeah.
The thing I always remember too is we always shot the Thanksgiving episode on the week where it was Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So I was actually those weekends.
Yeah.
Preparing a Thanksgiving dinner and having people around for Thanksgiving, and then would go to work
But it's in the middle of October.
Yes.
And that's not when we celebrate it in the US.
Yeah.
Can we talk about pies and cakes? Mm-hmm. Do people like to make, you guys like to make
my
cakes or
pies? My favorite pie in the whole world.
Tell us.
Huckleberry pie.
Mm. Huckleberry pie.
Huckleberry pie. Yeah. I've
never had a huckleberry in my life.
Family
do you
that
do
lives-
streusel topping or do you do like a regular top or is it have no crust on the top? Like it's a regular crust or a streusel top or...
My stepmom makes it, and to be honest with you, so we would actually go pick the huckleberries.
Stop.
Yeah, we'd pick the huckleberries.
That's so cute.
Ross
they didn't have
Canadian
huckleberries in the south side of Chicago.
And you have to be careful where you pick the huckleberries, because when it's huckleberry season, it's also bear season.
I was going to say, because if you're in the wrong territory,
Huckle,
you know
that's
what
right.
I'm saying?
Bear-y. Yeah.
Somebody might shoot you for trying to steal their huckleberries.
Yeah. That's right. So you have to pick quickly. And
there's
fast.
No huckleberries in L.A. either.
No huckleberries here. Yeah.
They're so delicious. And I honestly can't even tell you. I'll ask her, but I don't know what the top of that pie looked like, because as soon as it came out of the oven and cooled for a minute, the whole pie. It's the best, most delicious. Next time I go to Canada, I will
bring
pick
me
some huckleberries and I'll bring a little bag back and then we can make our own little huckleberry pies.
Huckleberry
that sounds amazing.
Pie.
Lamorne, do you like pie?
Cheesecake is what I like.
Oh.
Whoa, yum.
My
what kind?
Aunt, my
Not
aunt
for me.
Charlene, my aunt Charlene back in the day would always teach me how to make a lime cheesecake. I think it was a lime cheesecake. And I'm forgetting the recipe right now, but I used to, every time I went to her house, every time she would babysit, I would go, can we make cheesecake? Can we make cheesecake? Can we make cheesecake? Mm. All the time. And so I grew up, and then I started making it outside. In fact, she was the reason that I started taking cooking classes in high school, because I wanted to be a baker at one point. Then I
oh
saw
my God,
the,
that's such a cute fact.
Yeah. And then I started understanding what all goes into it. It's more than just like hanging out with your aunt at her house. It's like, this is real work. Like
you have to wake up so early if you're a baker.
So early. Oh yeah. You got to start the day you got to start the day when I'm usually going to bed. And that's not happening for me. So in this episode, Schmidt is talking about, and he's listing off some of the sexiest holidays as well. What do you all consider to be a sexy holiday? I think Christmas is kind of sexy.
Yeah, you know New Year's.
Out of New Year's Eve.
New Year's
around.
Is a good one.
New Year's Eve, because like the whole thing of kissing somebody at midnight, right?
All right.
And then Christmas, you got mistletoe. So that's mistletoe. Kind of a...
Valentine's Day is a little cringy to me. So yeah, me too.
And it's too on the nose. It's too on the nose for sex.
Well, and then restaurants get all crowded and everything.
Yeah, try to go to a White Castle on Valentine's Day. Not gonna happen. The place is packed. Baby, I love you so much.
New Year's Eve, though, that's a good one.
I got you a tiny burger.
So you said Christmas, mistletoe, New Year's because of the, you know, you
New
kiss
Year's
at
is
night.
A good one.
Midnight, mm-hmm. New Year's. What about 4th of July?
I don't think 4th of July is. Mm-mm. It's
America.
It's messy.
I love 4th of July. Like I love I just like summer and I like that, you know, all the food you eat on 4th of July and I like that there are fireworks, which are just feels like it reminds, it just feels nostalgic and like, you know, going to the beach and that kind of stuff. But it doesn't feel like sexy.
That's true.
I guess lot of people associate the big parties and summertime and 4th of July with
and
like
alcohol.
A heightened chance of hooking up. So therefore it feels sexy. But I agree with you. I do not see it as a sexy holiday.
It's also like not, it's like hot. So you don't want to get as cozy. I feel like cold times of year are more like cozy because you're like, oh, I'm cold.
Let's get cozy. True. You get to snuggle on up.
I do remember shooting this episode and the Best Buy moment, which also felt like we were trying to shoot it fast because the sun was going to rise.
Yep.
it was genuinely cold.
It was freezing. Yeah.
It was really, really cold because there's a moment where I feel like Schmidt offers Cece like his cardigan.
Yeah.
And I remember really wanting to take it. But the character was like, she's like, no, now you're being sweet to me. I'm not interested. But Hannah really would have loved that cardigan because it was cold.
Have you guys ever had to wait outside? I personally have waited outside of a Best Buy on Black Friday multiple times.
No.
Like Best Buy, it was fun that we shot it there because when I was standing in that line with all those people, it was so familiar to me because I used to do that all the time. Me and
for
all
what
my friends.
Though? Like what were you waiting for? What was worth it?
TVs. TVs were great. You would get video game consoles, things like that. Small little gadgets. And my mom sometimes would be like, hey, if you're there and they got an appliance or something on sale, like, and this was back, and this was before New Girl, this was before, really I was into the business, but me and my friends would go to Best Buy all the time. And I have done it since New Girl. Because I remember going into a Best Buy on Black Friday with a few of my friends when I went home to visit.
And people freaked out.
People were freaking out, but one person came up to me and said, hey,
I meant people were freaking out. Did I say
that? Yeah. Well, they freaked out. Also, they freaked out because I was stealing shit. I was stealing a lot of things.
No, they freaked out because you're Lamorne Morris, star of New Girl.
Yeah.
And so many other wonderful things.
But when I got in there, the funny part was that a woman had thought we had taken a photo before. And she showed me at her store, a guy was pretending to be me. He had looked a little bit like me, kind of, meaning he was black. He was a black dude. He had short hair. And I was like, he would take selfies with people claiming that he was me. And she said, I just saw you. She goes, oh my God, we took a photo together. And I said, That's not me. And she explained the story. It was crazy. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But Best Buy,
I wonder
Black
what
Friday
he got out
best.
Of it other than attention. Do you think he was like Zoe. Trying to establish like
Zoe.
Yeah.
Zoe. You know what he got.
Free stuff.
He got
yeah. Love okay. More. He probably got that.
I mean, though, it could have been true actually though.
Yeah, that's 100%,
I'm sure.
That's what this creep is doing.
The ladies. He was getting the ladies. I have not waited in line at a Best Buy. You know when you go to like a club or something and there's like a line? I could drive to meet friends somewhere and they're like, oh, meet me at this place. Not that I go now, but like, you know, when I was younger. And I would drive a long way to get somewhere and I'd see a line outside. I'd be like, nope, I'm going home to watch TV. I don't really love standing outside at night.
I don't like it either, but, you know, it happens.
Totally. It's just like for me, I'm like, it's like why I don't really like, you know, when you're like with a group of people. And they're all like, let's all go get dinner. I'm like, nope, I'm not getting dinner with 14 people at the last minute.
Yeah. You know why, right?
You know what I mean?
You're going to be paying for it, Zoe.
Honestly, if we could get somewhere easily, I don't mind paying for it. It's my problem is like everyone decides, like, where should we go? I don't know. Do you want Mexican food? Oh, no, I think Italian sounds better. And everybody's like arguing about where to go. Yeah. Then you try to get in the place and they're like, we don't have room for 14. So then you have to go back to the drawing board and you have to talk about where you're going to go again. It's like,
I'm going to get to you end
up 7 hours to have dinner.
Yeah, that nobody really wants to be at. And then it takes forever to get your food because there's 14 people. And you're starving by the time you get your food. And then they're like out of stuff. And you're eating at 10:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just like go home and order a pizza.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's a smart
choice. This episode is brought to you by Postmates and Eats. Thanksgiving not going so well. Postmates.
Oh my God. I do actually like going to restaurants on Thanksgiving, like taking a year off. That's fun. Do you guys ever do that? Like, I love to cook, but sometimes it's fun to just go to a restaurant.
I don't think I've ever done that.
There's a restaurant. I don't know if they still have it on their menu. There's a restaurant in Canada called White Spot, and there's...
Of course.
It's Canada. And there was a year-round...
All the spots are white.
It's just called The Spot.
I guess.
But there is I guess a standing item on their menu, which is called Thanksgiving dinner. So year round. So it's February, and you feel like turkey and gravy and cranberry sauce and mashed potatoes and whatever. It's always there. And that actually was always comforting because Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas dinner are basically the same thing. And yeah, I went to college in Vancouver, and I just always made you feel like home. Yeah. And so you would all of a sudden like, ugh, I had a hard day and I've failed that test and I miss my mom. I'm going to go.
You never failed a test.
Dinner.
It's like Boston Market.
You're like, I got a B+. Oh, yeah.
It's never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same.
A B?
Have you been to Boston Market? You guys have been to Boston Market?
No.
Boston Market, it's a constant Thanksgiving food in there. It's like, I don't know how to describe Boston Market. I love Boston Market, but
because cooking your own Thanksgiving
dinner, brought to you, this episode is brought to you by Boston Market.
Boston Market, Best Buy, Beyond Meat,
Postmates.
If you really want
pumpkin ale, the argument over pumpkin ale in this episode is so funny. He's like. I think it's a lager. He's like, actually, it's an ale. It's part of the fermentation process. And I was like, that felt so real to me. Like the way in which they don't get along in that moment. I was I have seen people not get along just like this. Like the one person is too specific and they have to get it in that they know about the fermentation process. And the other one's just like, you're just an idiot.
I have a story about that, but I'm going to tell you guys off camera because it involves somebody we know.
That brings us to the end of this episode then, I guess, because Lauren has a story
true
to
American?
Tell us.
We got to play American. True
Shall
American.
Shall we play True American? All right. True American. Welcome to True American, where the rules change weekly and you leave more confused than when you showed up. This week, we're playing Hercules Posey's Word Association Kitchen. In this episode, Winston and Genslinger play a word association game while Schmidt tries to cook Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to try and name as many Thanksgiving dishes as possible. This is going to get weird because I make weird stuff on Thanksgiving, guys.
Oh, dear Lord.
Well, can Mental I just say one spy. Thing about Thanksgiving? It's kind of weird because all the food is beige. It's just like a plate of beige food with like beige sauce and stuff. And so like, I like a little color on my plate. I like some green beans. I like some,
cranberry sauce.
Salad, some cranberry sauce, not just
stuffing,
mashed
turkey,
potatoes
mashed
with milk
potatoes.
Gravy.
Yeah.
Stuffing with milk gravy.
I will say, Thanksgiving dinner, when
drink
you put
a
when you,
vat of gravy, won't bother you, me. Give me any color.
All right, that is disgusting.
I love it so much.
That is disgusting. Thanksgiving dinner, when you prepare it,
it
looks so beautiful until you put it.
It
on your plate. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's true. It looks way better in the serving dishes.
Yeah. When you put it on your plate, it looks like, what in the whole hell is this? I wouldn't give that to my worst enemy.
Okay. So we start?
Yeah, let's start. Okay.
So we're going to go, Hannah, Zoe, myself.
Okay.
Yams.
Roasted potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Wait a second. Hold on. We have to re-explain this game.
We're all just naming dishes.
We're just naming dishes.
Isn't in the game, the person will say one word, the next participant says a word that starts with the last letter of the previous word?
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Oh,
we never read that part.
So yams, the next thing would start with an S.
Oh, she never read that part. Oh, so let's start over.
This is like True American. The rules are changing, you guys.
Oh, okay.
She did say it's the rules change weekly
finish,
and you leave more
why.
Confused than when you showed up.
Yeah, I didn't finish.
Yes, we are confused.
Okay.
All right. In this game, a person will say one word and then the next participant must say a word that starts with the last letter of the previous word. Example, pizza. Apple. Okay. Oh. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
This
back
is
to
a lot
one.
Harder.
Here we go.
Now it's hard. Before it was easy. Okay. Before it was real easy. Now really hard. Okay. So you may begin, Miss Hannah Simone.
Yams.
Syrup.
Syrup? I guess. I mean, I don't know what's in your household. Syrup. Anybody get
she
one of those?
She is with a Canadian, and she puts maple syrup now on her Thanksgiving dinner. Okay?
Jonathan, a sign of love, has changed my perspective, and so now syrup's on our table at Thanksgiving. Oh, don't question it.
Okay.
Pie. Hey. Hey, you wanted to play by the rules.
Oh my goodness. Okay, pie.
Come on, you can do this one.
This is my stretch, okay? We're all had a bit of a stretch.
You can stretch.
Eggs that are deviled.
Oh, great. That yes. works. That I was going to say everything. I was like, I'm going to give her everything bagel.
Yeah, everything
bagel. the bagel that we all love to eat on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving, okay.
Since bagel
eggs
is
that are deviled.
Something, yeah, deviled.
We're very good. If somebody just starts shouting kazoo,
right.
Kazoo.
A Thanksgiving food that starts with D. That doesn't make it easier for me. That makes it
like
harder.
A lot of pressure. Being on the spot is hard.
Deviled eggs.
Is this our When Harry Met Sally, When Harry Met Sally
you
moment
know
now?
Great. It works. Eggs that are deviled,
deviled eggs. Okay. Lots of eggs at our Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, my God. So it's S now? Eggs?
Yes.
Eggs, deviled eggs?
not tear up because I already said it.
Stuffing. Yeah.
I like that I couldn't think of stuffing, but I thought of syrup.
Syrup.
Stuffing. Ooh.
Is what you... I'm not going to help you out here. I'm not. But there's a very easy answer here, Hannah. And you are letting everybody down.
What?
Everybody.
Grandma's favorite pie.
All right. This is I said pie. You guys are, what does Kobe say? A Bikram yoga stretch.
Okay, here we go. Grandma's favorite pie goes to everything bagel.
What is this Thanksgiving?
This is the Thanksgiving just with pies and eggs.
With tomatoes on top.
The gassiest Thanksgiving in history.
And everything bagel is not a gassy food.
Pies, eggs, bagels, and syrup.
You could have said gravy. You could have said gravy.
My favorite thing in the world?
Yeah.
I can't.
But why go with grandma's
favorite
pie?
Under the pressure of this game, I can't remember anything.
I also didn't remember that my mom calls stuffing dressing, which I don't know if it's like a Midwest kind of thing.
Yeah.
She calls it dressing. And so I could have said that for the D. Instead, I just... said deviled eggs, which is but
okay.
Gravy
last one,
is a good one.
We on it's so L, right? Is that what it is?
Grandma's favorite pie.
No,
everything
bagels.
Bagel.
No, it's
everything
an bagel. S again
with an S.
Everything bagels, or it could be everything bagel, whichever you prefer. You can pick an L or an S.
End on an L because that feels like what we're doing on this game anyway.
Locks.
How's it going with the bagels?
Hey.
For Thanksgiving morning. And that was a great game, guys.
Yes, it was.
Great.
We won. Make sure you guys play this game at home. Play this game at home. It'll sharpen your brain skills.
It should.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for listening. Our
thank
first
you guys.
Holiday episode.
Yeah. Happy thanks holidays. For joining us. We love you.
We love you so, so much. Now, remember, folks, please tell your friends, like and subscribe. And if you think of any cool games for us to play, please shoot us a note. You can find us on all of our social media platforms.
Give us 5 stars. Because
5 stars.
You want to make Lamorne happy.
Thank you. You don't want to see me when I'm mad.
You don't want him to cry, do you?
Thanks for listening.
Love
thanks.
You.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zooey Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zooey Deschanel, performed and produced by Zooey Deschanel and Pierre DeReeder. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at Welcome to Our Show Podcast at gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.